From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Greece faces bankruptcy. It is likely to default Tuesday on a $1.8 billion debt repayment to the International Monetary Fund. The Greek government has ordered banks to close and put strict limits on cash withdrawals. As Henry Ridgewell reports, it appears Greek voters are about to decide whether the nation's future is inside or outside of the Eurozone.
Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras called a snap referendum on the EU bailout proposals for July 5th. The Greek government is urging citizens to back its stance and vote no. But European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said Greeks will be voting on their membership in the European Union. He said that regardless of the question finally asked, a no vote would mean that Greece has said no to Europe. Early polls show a small majority in favour of agreeing to the deal offered by the EU. Henry Ridgewell, London.
A senior U.S. official says negotiators do not want a lengthy extension of nuclear talks with Iran. The negotiations originally had a deadline of June 30th. The official said it would be no surprise if negotiators missed the deadline by more than 2 days. Burundi held parliamentary elections Monday despite an opposition boycott and international criticism. Election officials say voting went smoothly before polls opened in the evening, or closed rather in the evening. However, reporters in Bujumbura say there appear to be few people at the polling stations. The United States Supreme Court has upheld the use of the sedative midazolam in executions by lethal injection. It was a 5-4 ruling on Monday. To check more on that, go to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Tunisian authorities are searching for accomplices in connection with Friday's mass shooting at a beach resort that left 38 people dead. An Interior Ministry spokesman told reporters Sunday that while a single Tunisian militant carried out the attack, officials are sure he had some help beforehand. Many of those killed were British nationals, and Prime Minister David Cameron spoke Monday to Parliament.
The people who do these things do it in the name of a twisted and perverted ideology which hijacks the Islamic faith and holds that mass murder and terror are not only acceptable but necessary. Mr. Speaker, we must confront this evil with everything we have.
David Cameron. Taliban militants in western Afghanistan have killed 11 Afghan soldiers. The defense ministry said the insurgents ambushed a convoy in the Karak district of Herat. A car bomb Monday killed Egypt's top judicial official, General Prosecutor Hisham Barakat. The blast occurred in the Heliopolis district of eastern Cairo as Barakat was traveling to work. No one has claimed responsibility. Israel has boycotted a day-long debate in the UN Human Rights Council of the Commission of Inquiry's report into the 2014 Gaza conflict, calling it biased and flawed. Lisa Schlein has more.
The report documents serious violations of international law and human rights abuses committed during Gaza's 7-week war last year. More than 2,200 people were killed, most of them Gazans. In her presentation to the UN Human Rights Council, the chair of the Commission of Inquiry, Mary McGowan Davis, detailed indiscriminate and disproportionate attacks by the Israeli Defense Forces. She also accused Palestinian armed groups of regularly conducting operations from densely populated areas, firing more than 4,500 rockets and mortars into Israel. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Media reports say the U.S. Commonwealth of Puerto Rico cannot pay around $72 billion in debts. A message from Governor Alejandro Garcia Padilla says the Commonwealth must make difficult decisions to cope with its financial problems. In Washington, White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the federal government will not be paying off the debt.
There's no one in the administration or in D.C. that's contemplating a federal bailout of Puerto Rico. But we do remain committed to working with Puerto Rico and their leaders as they address the serious financial challenges that are currently plaguing the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico.
Josh Earnest, one of two inmates who escaped from a prison in the U.S. state of New York, remained hospitalized Monday, coming a day after he was shot and taken into custody by police. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.